Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our weekly wine review. And this week, we're hitting up a Malbec, and it's a French Malbec. So, you know me, I like to have the uniqueness of the wines that I kind of drink that may not be a unique varietal or grape, but it may be from a different region. So most people know the best Malbecs are from Argentina. I haven't tasted any really good Malbecs from anywhere else other than Argentina. And I think more so because of the terroir or the actual soil and temperature and the conditions that this grape grows under, that it comes out so well. But originally, if you read back, Malbec was really from France, and a lot of the wines and grapes originated there. So I wanted to try a French Malbec, and this is a 2016 Fleur de Roche Malbec from France, 2016. So had some roast beef, and I really didn't want, I'm trying to savor and wait on my actual Cabernet Sauvignons, because I try to hold them sometimes with gas, sometimes with a really good steak, sometimes when I really get a taste for that. So I try to get my alternative. If it's not a Shiraz, it's a Malbec, a Cabernet Franc. You got a Cabernet Franc that's coming up soon, so check that out. But this Fleur de Roche Malbec was something I said, wow, I finally got another Malbec, because I did taste some Malbec years ago from France that I wasn't impressed with. So this is the one I pulled out. It happened to be one of them from France that I just found to be interesting. So I grabbed it, and you know, look at the deep color in that. It's starting to, it looks like sort of, if you notice, if you keep your wine long, it has that brown tint to it. That means, or that doesn't really mean, but a lot of times that it shows you that the wine is sitting too long, and you need to hurry up and drink this before it goes and loses its flavor and texture and everything in that matter. But this one talks about how robust this Malbec is, loaded with raspberry, currants, blackberries, spice, and very firm tannins. But I'll be the judge of that, you know. So let's get a whiff of this one. Okay. Do smell the black currant. I do got that. I'm trying to get the spices out of this. Really no heavy spice that you know, if you smell some, you gotta, wow, this is the spices. I can't wait to taste it, because I probably get that spice within that. So I'm trying to get a taste one more. I mean, whoop, not a taste, a whiff of that. So again, nothing's popping. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything. So let's take a taste. Let's taste this. So, not bad. Not as bold and what I would have really liked in a Malbec. This one went well with the meal. So as it went well with the meal, I was pretty pleased with this. But outside of that, this is more of a complimentary Malbec than I sit down and say, oh, got a really good Malbec right here. Or, you know, I had to sit out for 2 days. I'm not sure if this is one of those ones that we shouldn't wait too long and we should have just jumped right in, because it's 3 years old as well. So you got to take all that in consideration. But not really, your fruits aren't coming out of this either. Let me take another taste. and there's no tannins. He said firm. It was a little better a day or two ago. So it's losing a lot. So I'll give you this. I did think it was pretty well when I ate my meal with it. Right now, standalone, the tannins are very weak. The flavors has dissipated. And it's not having that bold spice and flavors that's popping out. So maybe it's not fair. Maybe I should have had it a little earlier as soon as I pop the cork. I try to pop it one or two and have a quick review, because you know the longer you keep it, the worse the flavor and aromas will come out of it. But I think I got another one of these. So if I get another fresh one, I'll do another one and just kind of supplement my review. But this one, I can tell you initially, wasn't bad. It wasn't heavy spice. It wasn't bold like most of the Malbecs are. It is a lot dry, because you know in France you get your dry wines in that way. But nothing that I would say, ooh, this is great. But I have a lot of wines that I sat for a couple of days that held its own. It held its own. This one didn't. So if you do choose this, make sure you take care of it really quickly, because this is not going to go well. So, Fleur de Rouge, Malbec 2016. See it? Pretty 16. And you know, remember when I said I opened it up and it almost had that little brownish tinge, meaning tint to it, that to me normally tells me that it's losing its flavor and going from there. But I'm Michael Yabushi, Black Brother. This is every Friday, Urban Wine Life. You see us on YouTube, urbanwinelife.com, and all podcast downloads. So check us out, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. Later.